Hey guys, and welcome to another week of our very exciting project. I'm Freon Video. I'm serving as editor here. It's only week six, right? I mean, I have some. I know we are heavy into transcribing, and you almost have a skeleton script ready.
The script has been really helpful. It's helped me to focus my questions, especially when I speak to people, to keep that in mind. I don't always follow it exactly. It's really useful to have that plan ahead of time. Obviously, when you plan better, you do better. This week, I was busy with some community projects. We had a civic engagement training with the Muslim Civic Coalition. It's a statewide organization that does also national civic engagement work. We were having discussions about why people don't engage in civic engagement. I mentioned to them, we have a project in our community. We've been working with Helping Hand Pantry and providing meals every Friday. There's like a whole bunch of community members dedicated to this. Every week, they're coming up with the money. They're cooking the food sometimes themselves. They're delivering the food. They're very engaged in this issue, which is not just for our community, like the Muslim community, but it's for the broader Springfield community. I was asking, why are we not as organized and eager to address this on a political level or on a social engagement level other than just providing the food? And everybody was, yeah, that's true. So it's nice to get people realizing that engaging with the community is not just helping out and participating, but also looking at the bigger picture and who else is working on this.
It's interesting to see how that all starts at the local level, at the root level, and that's how you get a big national movement at times. Are there any issues our audience, our listeners would want to know about that you've discovered?
There are issues, and that was one of the questions that was asked by one of the members of our community. Are there studies about why people don't engage in projects at a community level, like in organizing? We didn't really come up with any answers, but there are some people who have fears about engaging on a broader level in the community. Sometimes there's fears about backlash, or sometimes there's racism, and sometimes it's just feeling they don't have the skills or the abilities that they need to do that kind of engagement. But I gave them a lot of examples of moms who are involved with the parent-teacher organization or volunteering for different projects. There's a lot of ways to engage and grow your awareness and grow your familiarity with other people. That's one thing I love about this project is we're trying to represent our community, but at the same time, I'm becoming more aware of other communities and other sub-communities within our community that need representation. And when you become more aware, you can make better choices, make better decisions, engage better. I appreciate that aspect that I'm learning from too.
Are you looking forward to the editing process?
I did a little bit of editing just on my computer. The first time it took a little bit of understanding, like, how do I tackle this? It's fun because as you listen and cut things, you become more aware of the message of the person you're interviewing or what they're interested in. And it all starts coming together as a story.
It's a lot scarier than it looks. I experienced that as well. Once you actually sit and edit the thing, you're like, oh, okay. And then when you finish it, you're really proud of it. What have you learned through this process so far?
I've learned a lot about how these little things that seem really simple to us every day in our community, they're part of a bigger story. We wouldn't consider it a big news story. Often people don't know what goes on in our communities. Also, as we're interviewing people, it's interesting to see how their response can start a bit surface, and then as you have more of a conversation, it gets deeper and you start understanding the roots of where they're coming from and what they're talking about.
For me, it's been having people come up with things that I didn't necessarily think of and challenging my perception of what the story is. Last week, Randy talked about Muslim Matchmaker. I didn't even know about it, but I decided to watch it because I was like, oh, I don't know about this. It was actually really great. And I've watched other shows like Mo and Rami. There's other shows that represent Muslims that maybe it's not like how I necessarily live my life as a Muslim, but it's a different perspective. And I think it's really interesting to include this whole gamut of stories for me to understand my own community better and for other people outside the community to understand too.
I was looking for something new to watch on Netflix, so maybe I will go ahead and watch that tonight. That concludes this week's episode. We are well on our way